kuzuyla kadar insan bir bakıyla hepsi. Kâhnet miran dersi, yâhnem gönü salâkine. Sattûrun militam dîne tasmeyi üşüyü kudavîn. Ani kâhâtıl tatıl tersi akıtâsın dûdhâyı vaca. Patitânam pâvanibdhû vaisnavibdhû. Namo mahavacandâye kusya prem sadayati. Krishnaye kusya chaitanya namne bhavgatmise. Gurave Gaurava Chandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. Today is very sacred day. Today is the Vyapal Day with Vyapal Sankarta.
Disappearance day.
Disappearance day of Sri Baladevidya Bhushan, one of the most educated acharyas. Today is also birthday of
Mata Goswami,
Ganga Mata Goswami,
and appearance day of Ganga Devi.
And today, when the day, very day, when Ganges came to this world. So 3 days are here. In India, in our all months, there will be very big festival of Harikatha for these prominent bhakti leaders. One of you can tell something about Balde Vidya Bhushan. You can tell? You can tell.
Very nice.
Then Namin can tell something.
In our spiritual hierarchy.
Srila Prabhupada Vidyavasan Prabhu was in Vrindavan and Chaitanya Thakur was in Vrindavan. At that time, in Jaipur, some Ramananda Sampradaya scholars, they asked the king of Jaipur, "O king, we have some arguments with you. You always keep with Radhika, with Krishna in Jaipur, Sri Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, so many Gauriya deities. The Srimati Radhika is not married wife of Sri Krishna. So Radhika can stay with Krishna, it is illegal." And sure, that we have no commentary about Vedanta Sutra, condensed form of Vedanta. So we could not accept your sampradaya as a bona fide sampradaya. King replied him humbly that I can send some messenger to Vrindavan. There are so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they can come and reply your question. Because you are scholar, I am not scholar, but my Guru Parampara, Vaishnavas, they live in Vrindavan, they will still come and reply your question very easily. King sent some messenger to Vrindavan. At that time, Sri Radhikrishna Chakra Thakur was too old. Especially, he always spent his time about Antardasa. Antardasa means Sattak has six stages. One is called Antardasa, another Arthavaya Dasa, and third is Vaya Dasa. In Antardasa, he always emerges in his mood, in his constitutional form, and in his third divine couple. In Arthavaya Dasa means not quite external mood, not quite internal mood, between internal mood and external mood. At the time, he sometimes says some upset, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, "I am Krishna Chaitanya," when he is in Arthavaya Dasa. In the Vaya Dasa, in external mood, he always spends his time doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Srila Chakravarti Thakur, in his last stage, always spend his time in Antardasa. He told, "I am quite old, I don't want to listen to Vrindavan Dham." He ordered to follow his disciple Bhada Vidyavasan Prabhu, "Please go to Jaipur and reply their question, answer their question." Bhada Vidyavasan Prabhu, taking his blessing, went to Jaipur. And another devotee also with Bhada Vidyavasan Prabhu. There is a very big assembly. In one side, so many Ramananda Sampradaya scholars, and another side, Srila Bharata Vidyavasan Prabhu, and one devotee from Vrindavan, and some devotee from Jaipur. And in Ramananda Sampradaya scholars, they are so big body, so healthy. And Balabhan, on the other hand, is very lean and very clean. He was thinking, how we can reply their question? But nothing to do. But they came, they will discuss, and what is the result, we have to see. So the Bhagavad Gita Guru replied that Krishna is potent, omnipotent, and Srimati Radhika is eternal potency. Potent and potency is non-different. None can differentiate between potent and potency. Likewise, sun and heat, sun and its rays, fire and its heat, none can differentiate from sun, his rays, and fire and its heat. Similarly, none can differentiate between Radha and Krishna. For the lila vilas, they are sometimes two, sometimes one. When they are two, then Radha Krishna, when they are one, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But both form eternal. Some can sing those. Then Mahaprabhu was not as before. So Radha Krishna before Mahaprabhu came later. Or Mahaprabhu was before Radha Krishna came later. This is a good question. Because they both follow each other now. So Bhagavad Gita is replying there that none can differentiate potent and potency. Just like one example. When Krishna was in Braj, once Nanda Baba went to look after his cow grazing at afternoon time. According to Mr. Krishna Chandra Jama arranged something. The sky became cloudy, the jetai why Jaya Prasani is Gid Govindam, Megham Majuram Bharai in this local. Sky becomes cloudy, it has been drizzling. Nanda was thinking what to do. Krishna is a little boy. How I can protect him? In the meantime, Srimati Radhakrishnani, that means daughter of Vishwanu Maharaj, she came and she spread her arms. Krishna came to her arms for the good. Srila Gandharva thinks that they can go now in protect place. Gandharva can understand what is going to be happen. Krishna and Radhika, Sri Radha and Krishna came to a grove under Bhandivas and they became teenage. In the meantime, also such is Lalita, Visakha, Chitta, Tamparala, Indulekha, Tungavidya, Rangavidya, Devi, they arrived there. Our Adi Guru Brahma was very Pushkar. Then, came down and arranged marriage ceremony according to Gandharva Riti. So, Krishna and Radhika in this Naralila, they also get married in under Bhandivas. So Bhagavan Chaitanya Prabhu is giving example. If anyone married in past time, just like Bhuratam is here, if Krishna Prabhu come in San Francisco or LA or Belgium or Holland or France, if anyone say, oh, I have not seen to marry Krishna Prabhu, so I don't believe she is a royal. So if she has to prove every year in the whole world, wherever you go, marry her again and again? Is it a question of scholar? It is not a good question. Who is quite ignorant, they can think like so. So Brother Vidyavasan from Iskari, so Radhika is his own potency, and they get married in Bhandivas, so no need to show everyone that she get married, Radhika. Then they have to spend all time to show the ignorant person. So it is a good question. Another question, that in scriptures, especially Srila Jigwa Saibad explaining in Sapta Sandarbha. Now, Srila Bhakta Vidyasana Prabhu is replying second question, that Gauri Sampada has any commentary or not? This is the fifth question. So, Bhakta Vidyasana Prabhu replying from Jigwa Sami Sapta Sandarbha, quoted here, also in Brahma Sutranam, Bharatartha Vinirnaya, Gatsi Bhakta Rupa Ato Vedartha Parijimita. Arthuram Brahma Sutra Nam. Srimad Bhagavat is explanation of Brahma Sutra, means Vedanta Sutra. Bharatartha Vinirnaya, explanation of Mahabharata, Gatsi Bhakta Rupa Ato, and commentary of Brahma Gayatri. Because in Gayatri, Sattam Param Indra, that is Diyojana of Prachodaya, and he has Sattam Param Vimahi. Both are same. Just like in Dhiyo Yona Prasyodaya, Bhargava Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yona Prasyodaya. That means I meditate Bhargava potency of Krishna. Still manifest in this full form is all Hara. Full form and Hara associates. That means it revenge up in my heart. And here, Sattam Param Dhimahi. That means, यमात दत्तो यतन्नय आदितरतो चाते सभी गोसरा तेने गंबा हिदा आदित कवये मुझ्यंति यत्सूरयो तेयो वारी विदाम जह दिनिमय ओति सालव जक्तम रिता धाम्ना सेन सदानी रस्तत्व कम सत्तम परम धीमही ये विश्व यमात दत्त यत यार आत्मी आत्मर मिसिंगार समान कर आत्मी हाउ कैन प्रूव दैट आत्मर मीन आत्म मीन केयर आत्मर Jannadatta means creation, etc., from whom I meditate him. But our Gautami, our Guru Varga, they explain. Adha means Sringara. Sitaitana Mahaprabhu is saying, Jetai in Chaitanya Chaitamritam. Sitaitana Mahaprabhu is asking Rahupati Upadhyay. What is the best form of God? Then the Rahupati Upadhyay is replying, Samam Eva Param Rupam. And what is the best residence of God? Puri Madhu Puri Vara. For the best way, teenage, Vara Paisa Rakam. What is the best rough? So in one shloka he is replying to Mahaprabhu. Samam eva param rupam puri madhu puri vara vaya parisaratam dhayam adda eva paro rasa. So here at Janma Dasa means adda means Shingara Sasa of Shingara. From whom? But from divine couples. So here Shingara created from divine couples. So here adda means Shingara. So Shingara came from meeting with Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna. So here Saptam Param Dhimahi, that means we meditate Saptam in Krishna, because Saptam Sattam 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 are located with Radhika and Krishna. They are prominent of Abdara of Srimati Radha Thakurani. So, if Srimati Radha Thakurani insists on both, they will manifest in my heart. Saptam from whom I may get them. So they are Diyojana Prachodaya in Gayatri and we are Saptam Param Dhimahi. Significance of both is same. So, Bhagavata Gayatri has to be called Vedanta Parigrihita. And this is the full explanation of Vedanta Veda. So, if you are the Bhagavata Gita also is explaining there. So, no need to discard any, no need to discover, no need to write any new commentary about Vedanta Sutra contained from Vedanta. They replied that Ramani scholars, we don't believe this. We don't agree with your proposal. You have to show that Gaura Sampada have any bhashya, any commentary. Then Bhagavad Gita Sanfu told, yes, I want some time. They told, yes, we are giving you 7 days. Bhagavad Gita Sanfu Prabhu came to Govindagar temple and do full fast. And he is saying to Govindadev, oh Govindadev, what you like, you want to stay Radhika or you want to stay alone? If you want to stay Radhika, then you have to, help me here to do, put in my heart, then I can write in commentary. Govindadev came in his heart and told, don't worry, you can do tonight, no need to wait for 7 days. Why you wait for 7 days? So, by the spurti of Govindadev, Srila Bhagavata Vidyasa Prabhu wrote down the whole commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So, Govindadev, just like dictating, suppose he is dictating and Bhagavata Vidyasa writing, he dictated in his heart, in his trance. Next day, Bhagavata Vidyasa Prabhu asked him to again arrange the assembly, and he told the Srila Bhakta of Gaura Sampradaya. Then they give his proposal and they arrange that yes, Sri Radhika, Srimati Radhika and Krishna can both stay together. And from that day, none can say anything about Gaura Sampradaya, that Radhika and Krishna, they could not stay legally. From that day, none can arise this question again anymore. So Bhagavata Vidyasana Prabhu is Govinda Bhakta. He is explaining that Janma Dattva Yata and Athato Gamma Jigyasa, Arupavata Vaita Saranyatya, Anandamaya Bhata, so many condensed from his friend, as in manner, it is so sweet and so easy. If we want to establish any Siddhanta, or we have any want to know very good deep Siddhanta, we have to go to commentary of Baladev Dhausan Prabhu. Yarma Dasta Jata. We explained just now about this word. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. When Brahma Jigyasa, that means when enquiry will come about Brahma, all jivas suffering for threefold miseries, adhavnis, adhidoidis, adhivoti, even fortunate souls who have passed about impression, if the enquiry come in his heart, that Athata Brahma Jigyasa, who is Brahma, who am I, why I came in this world, why I came in this settlement, I don't know what is leading to my ultimate good. This kind of inquiry comes in his heart. And who is Brahma? The second condensed form, Janma Dasta Jata, from whom creation and protection and destruction came. He is Brahma. But Silabhata Vishwasan Prabhu and our discipline, our spiritual hierarchy explained, which he explained just now about Arjuna. And Alpha Bhat Evaita Sadhana Swar, the Sankar Sampradaya, they think that God has no form, is all Rupa. But Silabhata Vishwasan Prabhu explained in his commentary, which not to give idea to us, in this dialogue between Sarva Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All Rupa Bhat Evaita Sadhana Swar. Here, all Rupa Bhat means not Rupa Bhat. Here, more is the fundamental word is Rupa. If you take out Rupa, there is no word, only all. This all is called
Pratik.
Pratik. So, there is no meaning. So, fundamental word is Rupa. So, here Rupa means Krishna as not the material form. What he has transcendental form. He is Sarangarup. Just like in this world, for material person, the difference between body and soul. But Krishna is not found between his body and soul. Deha dehi vidha nasti dharma dharmi vidha tatha Sri Krishna sarve purna janatma ke kile. Sri Krishna is not difference between body and soul. In his associate, who is his eternal associate, they have also no difference between their body and soul. They are same. So, Krishna is Swayam Rup. He is always in same form. He has no difference soul and body life, material world. So, here all Bhavati Vaita Bhavana Tadbhat, prominency of Rup means Swayam Rup. And Ananok, Anavishti Sabdhat, Anavishti Sabdhat, how we can get his mercy? We have to practice again and again under guidance of Guru and Vaishnava. Then we can get his mercy. Anandamaya Bhasa means in Sankar Sampradaya they told that if Brahma is Anandamaya, then he will be Vikari. That is quite impossible in Brahma. Their philosophy is this, that Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya Jiva Brahma Ivanaparam. Brahma is true and this world is false. There is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. So our Acharya is questioning them. He was telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So may I ask any question over here? Then our Acharya is asking them that world is inside Brahma or Brahma is inside world. They replied, Brahma means Brihattava Jinanattarka, who is the no one is bigger than him, is Brahma. So they replied that world is inside Brahma. One hand they are telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So if Brahma is true inside Brahma, no false thing can be obtained there. So if they tell no, then our answer is telling, you are telling Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, then how false things can be inside Brahma? It's quite impossible. No. Inside the world, Brahma is there. Then they are replying, if world is false, how inside false the true thing can, including him, so Brahma must be false. So if inside Brahma, this world will be there, it is contradictory, and inside world, the Brahma will be there, it is also contradictory. So they are always defeated by our Gaudiya Acharyas. And Jiva Brahma Ivanaparam, if there is no difference between Jiva and Brahma, then how so many Jivas is here? And if everybody is Brahma, so no need to give any advice. Why are this audience and advisor? Why? So they are telling this due to Maya. Oh, due to Maya, you are telling that only Brahma is coming over beyond Brahma. Why else Maya came? So our Gaudiya Vaishnava is so intelligent. They take out their own empire and they defeated them. Then they are telling me to Anirvachaniya Sat. He could not express in word. If you could have expressed by word, how can they understand the whole world? So who is following them? They are quite ignorant. See, Sankaracharya came, he Sakshat Lord Shiva. As before in India, there was some Sunnavar, that means Bodhavar. So, Sankaracharya, according to advice or order of Narayan, he wants to kick out the Sunnavar from this world. So, as only Purushud is desire, he came in this world and kicked out the Sunnavar. So, our disciples, Acharyas, they are telling that no, this world is not false, this Tatkali Satya, it's true for time being. And Brahma is Satya, it's okay, no problem, but Jagat is not false. And there is no difference between Brahma and Jiva, it is not also true. There is difference between Brahma and Jiva. Brahma is potency, Brahma is potent and Jiva is potency. So Balabhadra Uttasana Prabhu, yes, he admits three difference. He admits five things. Ishwar, Jeev, Kal, Karma, Prakriti. He admits these five things. And in Siddhanta, he composed Siddhanta Ratna Grantha also. In Siddhanta Ratna Grantha, he explains so many things and he cut out so many arguments also there. So many persons that they explain like this. That Kesha Avatar, that when Brahma pray to God, then God take out his two hairs, one black, another white, and throw it and told, now God will come from these two hairs. So it is called Kesha Avatar. But Balabhadra Vidyasagar Prabhu is explaining in his Siddhanta Ratnam. Kesha Avatar means Vishnu never be old. So there is no chance of grey hair, white hair. Another thing, yes means he telling Amsubhati. Amsubhati means potency, means shakti. That means when they are explaining that hair, black hair, Krishna came from black hair and Bharat came from white hair. Bhakti Lord Bharat is also explaining and cutting their argument. That yes means Amsubhati, that means it's full potency. That means all Vishnu Tattva, all incarnations of Vishnu, they include in Krishna and Baladev. So he cut the argument and he explained the mystery of Kesha Avatar. About Navapara, the Shiva Shakti Vishnu is the Guna Navari Sakalam, Dhiya Bhinnam Pasyet Sakhal Hoi Rama Hintakara. In this context, that we should not see difference between Shiva and Vishnu because they are so much intimacy. But we should not regard Shiva that is independent God. He is so near and dear to Krishna, so according to near and dear, he is called non-different. Like Saksha Bharitena Samastha Sastra for Gurudev. And Lord Shiva is also Guru Tattva. Srila Balabhadra Vidyasagara Prabhu is explaining in his Siddhanta Ratnam, Srivastra sa Vishnurja guna namadisakalam dhiya pinnan pasyeta haluhai rama ahitakara. That means, Srivastra sa Vishnurja, Shiva means Mangalwala sa Srisar. The Srisar of name of Krishna, Rupa of Krishna, Guna of Krishna, Lila of Krishna. All are Shiva means a Srisar. Mangalmoy. So if anyone try to differentiate between Naam, Roop, Gun, Lila, it is Namapara. He is explaining here, not he is not taking here. Shiva means
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. Divinity of destruction, he is not taking here. He is telling here that Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gunda, everything is of this earth and Mangalmay. So no one should differentiate between these four Naam, Roop, Gunda. If someone differentiates between Naam, Roop, Gunda, this is offensive. So we have to go through Siddhanta Ratnam and we have to go through Govinda Bhastam. Then we can understand about Balaji Vidyavasan Prabhu. And he wrote so many things in Siddhanta Ratnam, and there are rest him, and we shall hear from Srila Gurudev, and today is also two more of this Tithi. So we shall hear from Gurudev and other Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Pantha Parvata Rubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vata Koyta Mantra Vata Koyta Mantra
Understood something? Clear?
Little fast. He's very fast, but it's clear.
Yeah. Can I say two things about Baladeva Vidyabhushan?
Yeah. Very good.
Gurudev was talking earlier today about Siksha and Diksha and about the relationships that we as Vaishnavas have with our Siksha and Diksha gurus. He uses an example, Krishnadas Chaturaj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, listening all of his Siksha gurus but not listening to Diksha gurus. I want to say two things about Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. One is regarding Siddhanta and the other one is regarding an interesting point or aspect of his life. The first point, Siddhanta's point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan came in a Diksha line coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shyamananda Prabhu, or actually it was Shyamananda Prabhu was a disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. He was a Diksha disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. And Shyamananda Prabhu went to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So in this case we can see that although he had a very qualified Diksha guru, he actually traveled to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami, because at that time it was known that Srila Jiva Goswami was the most renowned scholar of Siddhanta in India and in the whole world. So it was known among Vaishnavas, and it's always been accepted among Vaishnav circles that Siksha and Diksha occur simultaneously, not that the Diksha guru passes away and then we take Siksha. These two things, by the concordance and the acceptance of the Diksha Guru, it was Hridaya Chaitanya was so enthusiastic and so happy that his great disciple Shyamananda was taking Diksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So Shyamananda Prabhu had one very wonderful disciple named Rasikananda. Rasikananda Prabhu was responsible for delivering the state of Orissa, and after Rasikananda Prabhu, he had a disciple called Radhananda, and this is the Diksha line coming from Shyamananda Prabhu. After Radhananda Prabhu came Nayananda Prabhu. Nayananda Prabhu's Diksha disciple was Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So this is the Diksha line coming from Hridaya Chaitanya. What happened, this is exactly what I wanted to illustrate regarding the Siddhantic point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan was taking took Diksha from his guru, Nayananda Prabhu, and he traveled to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Diksha-nath Chakravarti Thakur. Again, this takes place within a healthy conception of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is part of our tradition, in the sense that we must constantly take Siksha. And if in this world there are gradations of Vaishnavas, it's understood within the Vaishnava community and it's accepted by the Diksha Guru, and it actually is the definition of a guru to tell their disciples, to lead their disciples to those who know Siddhanta, to those who can help them understand Sri Krishna and Sri Radhika. So what happened was Nayananda Prabhu, as the Hridaya Chaitanya, were pleased and happy that their disciples approached Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami for Siksha while they were alive, while they were on the planet. So this is a very, very important point for all of us as Vaishnavas to understand, is that Siksha and Diksha are an intertwined aspect. We can't separate those things. and that a the proper understanding of the Diksha Guru is fleshed out and made more understandable by taking Shiksha. So this is one point about Srila Bhaktivedanta Devotion's life. It's very important in our right now in our stage with ISKCON and everything that's going on. And that's one aspect that I wanted to say about this idea of Shiksha. The other point is that I wanted to ask Srimadhin Prabhu, what Bhaktivedanta Devotion, what was his name in his previous life? Who did you remember? No? Well, Bhaktivedanta Devotion in his previous life was actually an associate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Jagannath Dev in the Jagannath temple and he fainted, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu underground through his tunnel into his own house. And that's when he asked Sri Chaitanya, "You're such a beautiful young boy, how could you take sannyas at such a young age? You have to strengthen yourself by understanding Siddhanta, by understanding Vedanta Sutra, so you should listen to me as I tell you about Vedanta." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to Vedanta for 7 days. And then at the end of that, his famous response to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was, "The Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sun, but your commentary on it is obfuscating it like the clouds do the sun." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave his own commentary and actually discussed the true meaning of Vedanta Sutra in the line of the Gaudiya line. Present within that assembly, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually discussing these things, was one devotee who I'm trying to find out the name, Gopinathacharya. Thank you for reading. And Gopinathacharya was present, listening to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expound the true meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. Gopinathacharya, of course, absorbed that into his heart and left this world. And he took birth again in this world as Srila Baladeva Vibhushan. And it's interesting to see, this is aspect of the interest of it, is that taking birth as Srila Baladeva Vibhushan, he was then entrusted with the importance of taking the Vedanta Sutra and actually showing that within the context of the Vedanta Sutra, Radha and Krishna could actually stand together and embrace and have a loving relationship. So he approached Govinda. His commentary is called Govinda Bhashya, but we can see that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarvasya Dhamasari Sanirishomata." That he actually can make us remember and he can make us forget. And he is actually the person who does that. So in Baladeva Vibhushan Prabhu's life, Krishna actually made him remember that when in his previous life, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually speaking Vedanta Sutra, he could remember those things. And he was able to actually compose the Vedanta, the Govinda Bhakti, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And those are the two things that I wanted to share with the Vice President.
Oh.
Anyone wants to tell anything about Bhaktivedanta Devotion? Where is Prem Prayojan? Always sitting behind. Can you tell something?
I only know what the Vice President has spoken.
Actually, Bhagdev Vidyabhushan was born in Odisha. Near Puri, there is a place, Chilka Lake. He was so brilliant. In boyhood, he learned all Vyakaran and everything, Ved, Upanishad and everything. And he wanted to read and to adhyan karna chahiye, study, especially Vedanta. He read the Vedanta of Shankar explanation, and he wanted more study, so he went in South India. There is a place, Udupi, where he studied all Vedanta's Bhashya, Sri Bhashya of Ramanuj, Parijata Bhashya, of Nimbaditta, Nimbaditta Shankar Bhashyamor and Vishnu Swami and all other Bhashya, Bhaskar Bhashya, so many Bhashya are there. And he became very learned. Then he returned and he wanted to conquer whole world in philosophical tattva. He came to Puri, that's all from Bhattacharya and all were there previously. So in their land there are so many learned persons, I will conquer them and defeat them. He came there and at that time Gaudiya Vaishnava was Radha Damodar, that he told in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Rashkananda Prabhu, then Nainananda Prabhu, and then Radha Damodar. He was a very good scholar, very learned. But he covered his all learning, very simple person, always chanting, remembering in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami. One day he came, Baldev Vidyavandan, to defeat him. But when he heard his all the Siddhant establishes truths of bhakti, he realized himself a very
insignificant
and not knowing anything in front of him, like a baby, a small
boy.
And he at once surrendered himself to the adult feet of Radha Damodar and took initiation from him. Then he went to Vrindavan and he took shelter of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Here he read all his sandars, six sandars, Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, then Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, all sandars. And he surrendered totally there. In the meantime, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur became in the age of 100 and he was too old. And he had taken Kshetra Sannyas. I will not
leave that place.
Brajadham or Navdeep Dham or
Jagannath Puri Dham.
So he has taken Kshetra Sannyas for Puri Dham. So he has decided that I will never go out of Vrindavan. I will never go out of Vrindavan. And he was actually about 100 years. So he, at that time, there was some quarrel that Navin Brahmachari has told all this. The thing was that Ramanu Sampradaya is of Vaidhi Bhakti. They accept all Varnasam Dharma. So they were telling that how Srimati Radhika, not married with Krishna, will always sit with Krishna. This was first question. It is illegal. Secondly, there is no name of Radhika in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or any shastra. Thirdly, Gaudiya Vaishnava are not sampradaya, any Vaishnava sampradaya. There are only four sampradaya. Sri Brahma Rudra Shank, Sri Lakshmi sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, and then Rudra sampradaya and Shank sampradaya. In Kali Yuga, there are four prominent
acharyas
according to them. In Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja. In Brahma Sampradaya, Madhvacharya. In Rudra Sampradaya,
Vishnu.
And in Sanat Sampradaya,
Nimbaditta.
From where this Gaudiya Vaishnava newly has come? so we don't accept. Also, they have no any commentary on Vedanta Sutra, so we cannot accept them as a Siddhanta. So many questions are there. And King then requested Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to send anyone or to come, but he denied. Then he ordered his disciple, Sri Baladevi Vidyabhushan. And he came with a prominent disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They both they came. And Baladevi Vidyabhushan defeated all. He quoted so many Purans, Ved, Upanishads, and all Srimad Bhagavatam, that everywhere Radhika and Krishna. Radhika is this potency or power. They cannot be separated. He quoted one story from Jayadeva Goswami, that how Radhika was married to Krishna. Also there is a story that when Brahma stole away all the cowherd boys and cow. Then Krishna became himself all the boys. And at that year, Gargacharya announced that all the goats should give marriage their daughters.